local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Five ten, hour number two. Happy Thursday. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, taking you one day closer to the weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us, and your interaction as well. Always appreciated. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Getting started as we always do with today's top three stories, all focusing on tonight's State of the Union Address, which you can hear right here on News Radio 92.3 starting at 7:05. The spotlight is on President Biden. Among his topics, Biden is expected to tout his administration's work on infrastructure and show though he's been making the wealthy pay their fair share. Senator Rick Scott not impressed.
Well, he's not going to talk about the things that are important to Americans. When I talk to Floridians, what do they care about? They want a secure border. They want inflation to go away. But he's not going to talk about any of those things. He's going to talk about how much money he gave away for free to people.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson, though, is urging the Republicans to be respectful during the president's address. President Biden will also announce a port on the Gaza coast that will be built by the U.S. to deliver aid. Administration officials say Biden will direct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Biden has been under increasing pressure from his own party to help Palestinian civilians caught in the crossfire of the Israel-Hamas war. And the Republican response will be given by Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who is the youngest female Republican in the Senate. She said her response will outline the Republican vision to secure the American dream for generations to come. And in our Fox News full coverage, starting again at 7:05, we will hear both the Republican response and the full State of the Union address. 512 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at here at our top local story. Business owner in Milton is accused of dealing in stolen property. That's 52-year-old Matas Kose, owner of Kose's Place and Kose's Corner Shack in Milton, who was arrested last Friday on a total of 19 charges, including 5 counts of dealing in stolen property and 6 of using a two-way device to facilitate a felony. He has since posted $182,000 bond. According to his arrest report, the allegations stem from the state of Mississippi, where officials say there have been multiple thefts of high-value equipment, including John Deere tractors, trailers, golf carts. Kose is accused of selling equipment he claimed to be salvaged or damaged and only taking cash as payment. Taking a look at our weather forecast, here is meteorologist Alan Strum.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees. Dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid-70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Austin, how are the roads looking this hour, my friend?
Well, we had a caller come in during the break and mentioned that on Airport Boulevard, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, we've got a lot of backups there because of an accident that has happened, and first responders were on scene. So we will keep an eye on that. Still looking pretty backed up at this moment. Speaking of accident reports, if you're traveling northbound on Scenic Highway, that's towards I-10, we've got some backups there from a previously reported incident that's still causing some pretty heavy congestion. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards University Parkway, still looking backed up as well. Pine Forest Road going both ways, whether it be towards 9 Mile or coming from 9 Mile and trying to get onto I-10. We've got the typical evening traffic causing backups there. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, that's still looking rough as well, as it typically does at this hour. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got some congestion in that area, but it does appear to be lessening significantly. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right, thank you. Continuing on with our local headlines today. Equipment and staff shortages have plagued EMS in Escambia County for a long time, but the county says they're working to improve both of those fronts. 16 new ambulances have been ordered. The first 8 already have been delivered. The rest are expected by June. And now the county is hoping to order another 6 and increase their staffing levels.
We're looking to create 5 more permanent paramedic positions there in EMS. As a result of some things we've been looking at, and trying to, I think it'll help us resolve one issue that I'm concerned about specifically. And so that you'll see that come to the board probably by the next board meeting. And we're just driving away. We're still looking. We're still driving.
County Administrator Wes Moreno says he's hoping to get the 5 new paramedic jobs approved by the Board of Commissioners this month. And today, or this evening, I think that meeting starts in about 15 minutes, they'll be voting on purchasing those 6 new ambulances, which would give EMS a total of 22 new ones. Now, some of those would replace aging models, but Moreno says they would still be up by at least 10 or 12 ambulances or so. Also tonight, the county commissioners saved the discussion over the latest purchase offer for OLF 8 property for tonight, so that will be taking place as well. Staying near the OLF 8 property, construction on the brand new Beulah Fire Station is about 60 days away from being completed. Commissioner Jeff Bragosch gave a tour to Studio 850 this week.
We got 4 bays, 70 foot deep. It'll accommodate 4 large trucks or any combination thereof, including an aerial platform, which we need for some of the large buildings in Beulah.
And while it'll be known as Station 2, it'll be known more formally as the Bradshaw McNair Fire Station, named after longtime Escambia Fire Chief Steve McNair and volunteer District Fire Chief Dwayne Bradshaw. Bradshaw was tragically killed in a car accident in 2019 while responding to another crash. Around the state of Florida today, lawmakers approving a bill banning anybody 13 and under from accessing certain websites. Kids 14 and 15 could do so with parents' permission. The bill doesn't mention any sites or apps by name. Part of the bill, though, does affect adults. It calls for everyone who uses an adult site to confirm they're at least 18 by scanning their face or providing ID. The bill now goes to the governor's desk.
And domestic violence advocates are celebrating a bill that unanimously passed the Florida legislature. It requires law enforcement officers to assess the risk of a domestic violence victim, faces by asking 12 questions. After questioning, the victim could be directed to a certified domestic violence shelter. The questionnaire is part of what's called lethality assessment training that's already used in 32 other states. The bill now heads to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk for his signature as well.
More Floridians are filing for unemployment. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,600 initial claims for jobless benefits were filed last week, 621 more than the prior week. And nationally, new claims remain unchanged at 217,000.
And a popular South Florida aquarium is experiencing another major blow to its business. Miami-Dade County says it is terminating its lease agreement with Miami Seaquarium due to a long history of violations. Animal rights activists have tried to close the facility over the last several months following the deaths of Lolita the orca and Sundance the dolphin. The Seaquarium has also faced federal scrutiny after the government accused it of providing inadequate care. The owners will have to vacate and surrender the property by April 21st.
All right, 518, we will take a break there. Coming up next, a look at our national headlines. Pensacola right now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call. Guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Discouraged? Defeated? Disappointed? You're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, as there are several spots of note to report on. We'll start with Airport Boulevard. We had an accident reported there earlier. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's basically going to have you backed up all the way to North 9th Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Still heavy backups there. Scenic Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. We had an accident report there even before that that's going to have you backed up past Creighton Road, so that's still pretty heavily congested. Let's see. If you're traveling either east or west on 9 Mile Road, but especially west towards University Parkway, we've just got a lot of evening traffic causing backups there. Same can be said on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile Road trying to get on to I-10 West. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway still has some minor issues if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, but that is dying down. And it seems here Navarre Parkway still has some backups if you're traveling westbound going past Windhaven Beach. Lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got evening traffic there, but it should be dying down sooner rather than later.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees. Dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid 70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. 525 here, News Radio, taking a look at our national headlines today before our 5:30 break. Sweden is now an official NATO member nation.
We see again and again and again that everything Putin sought to prevent, he's actually precipitated by his actions, by his aggression. And there's no clearer example of that than Sweden becoming a member of this alliance.
That's Secretary of State Antony Blinken who said everything changed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and said the Swedes realized Putin might not stop there. Sweden and Finland joining NATO is the biggest expansion of the alliance in decades.
And a jury has been seated in the trial of a Michigan father who's been charged in connection with a deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son. James Crumbly is facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter for the actions of his son Ethan, who shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. James Crumbly's wife Jennifer was found guilty on the same charges last month.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signing a GOP-proposed bill to protect in vitro fertilization into law.
Ivey signed the measure Wednesday night, moments after it was officially passed and sent to her, saying that while IVF is complex, she is confident that this legislation will provide the assurances our IVF clinics need. The new law protects providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. It does not, however, address the question of whether an embryo created by IVF should be treated as a child under state law. I'm Michael Kastner.
And a special Uvalde City Council meeting is being held today to review the independent investigation into the local police department's response to the 2022 school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead.
Chief of Police Arredondo was on one side of the building, and many other officers were on the north side of the hallway, but there was no communication as to a game plan.
Jesse Prado is a private investigator that the city hired to go do a deep dive on the shooting. He says the biggest problem was with communication, lack of training, and lack of equipment. If the SWAT team had a ballistic shield, he says that would have allowed officers to breach the classroom faster. Prado did not identify any officers who violated policy and recommended exoneration for the chief. Parents of the victims were so disgusted that they stormed out of the meeting.
The number of children treated for exposure to fentanyl nationwide is up 449%. Researchers at Oregon Health and Science University analyzed data from all U.S. poison centers. In 2016, there were just 10 cases of exposure in children younger than 6. By 2023, that number increased to 539.
And the U.S. government is urging American... What? Oh, were you going to finish
it? I wasn't done, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I know sometimes we will finish.
I know.
Yeah, my bad.
No, that was just a breath. A breath there.
Yep. Sorry. I'm trying to make up for the air time the dead air that I've caused in the past.
Oh, you're good.
The U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Haiti amid fears that the Haitian government could fall at any time. This comes as gangs have caused systemic violence in the country's capital of Port-au-Prince. In the past week, they freed thousands of prison inmates and forced a closure of Haiti's main airport. Threats of civil war and genocide have been made by a key gang leader who is calling on Prime Minister Ariel Henry to step down.
All right, top three stories again, all focused on the State of the Union address tonight, which you'll hear right here on News Radio 92.3. President Biden expected to tout his administration's work on infrastructure and to show how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share. Also, he'll expectedly announce a port on the Gaza coast that'll be built by the U.S. to deliver aid to Palestinians caught in the crossfire of the Israel-Hamas war. And the Republican response will be delivered by the youngest female Republican in the Senate, Alabama's own Katie Britt. Taking a look at the Sun Belt scoreboard. Haven't done that yet today, but the men in action today. Earlier games saw Louisiana, the Ragin' Cajuns, beating Coastal Carolina 80-66. Georgia Southern over Southern Alabama, or South Alabama, I should say, 76-71. And about 9 minutes left in the first half, Southern Miss trails Texas State 19-16. And then 7:30 on ESPN Plus, or if you're heading down to the Bay Center tonight, Marshall taking on Georgia State. So that's a look at what's happening at the Bay Center today. Austin, I know we do have a pair of tickets to give away today, and that is for which session?
That's for the women's semifinal. That's two games at 11:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. on March 10th.
March 10th, so that would be on Sunday.
Right.
Let's see. I like Marshall. I'm a big Thundering Herd guy. I love We Are Marshall. So let's go with Marshall. Text Marshall into 850-437-1620 for a pair of those women's semifinal tickets on Sunday at the Bay Center. Fox News Update is coming up now, and we're back with what else is happening in the world of sports tonight.
John Saucier, President Biden will give his third State of the Union address later tonight. Senior Advisor to the President, Gene Sperling, on the Fox News Channel, previews what the President will talk about.
What the President's going to make clear is that his focus on what he calls middle-out and bottom-up economics, focusing on working families, focusing on manufacturing, investing in the United States, has led to a resilient and equitable recovery.
What about the border, though? Republicans focusing on that. The House approving the Laken-Riley Act, legislation requiring migrants that have entered the country illegally be detained if they have other run-ins with the law.
On this vote, the yeas are 251, the nays are 170. The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
This bill named for a 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia who was allegedly killed by someone who had entered the country illegally. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The final quarter of 2023 was a rough one for the U.S. banking sector. A report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation today said banks overall saw their profits tumble by about 44% from a year earlier. The agency notes that roughly 70% of the decline was due to specific non-recurring expenses at large banks, primarily a special assessment fee larger banks were ordered to pay to replenish the deposit insurance fund. You know that Netflix has started making a push into live sports. It recently broadcast a Rafael Nadal-Carlos Alcaraz tennis match. Well, today it announced plans for a boxing match that'll be live streamed this summer, about pitting YouTube star turned boxer Jake Paul against, yes, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LF Flooring. LF Flooring, every step covered. I have Kirk Cousins landing in Atlanta, so how did the Vikings approach replacing Captain Kirk? Don't expect it to be Justin Fields, as I would be surprised if the Bears traded him in division to the Vikings. Ultimately, I think Minnesota signs Russell Wilson to a cheap one-year contract and then use their first-round selection on a quarterback in this upcoming NFL draft. Now, how's that for a plan? I'm Zach Gale.
At LL Flooring, we've been a trusted partner to pros for over 30 years. With over 400 nationwide warehouses full of in-stock, job-ready inventory, you'll get what you need. And our exclusive pro pricing means that pros never pay retail. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors. So we're going to do it right. Sign up for a free pro account today to start getting pro benefits. LL Flooring. Every step covered.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Throughout our history,
I believe the time has come to bring that investigation and the other investigations of this matter to an end. 1 year of Watergate is enough.
Presidents have delivered the annual State of the Union address.
And I must say to you that the State of the Union is not good.
President Biden will give his third State of the Union address. Hear it live tonight at 8 p.m. along with the Republican rebuttal by Alabama Senator Katie Britt on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots of note. We'll start with Airport Boulevard. If you're traveling westbound on Airport towards North Davis Highway, had an accident report there earlier. That's going to basically have you backed up to North 9th Avenue until further notice. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling west or east towards University Parkway. That intersection is still backed up at this time. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound, trying to get onto I-10. Both lanes going both ways there, still causing some issues. Let's see. We did have some backups if you were traveling westbound on Pensacola Beach, trying to come over the bridge and get back into Pensacola. There is still some backups in that area, but it has lessened, and there's no confirmation of an accident report, so hopefully there's nothing too bad going on over there. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, going through Windhaven Beach, however, is still heavily backed up at this time. And the last spot that we were dealing with was if you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, but most of the congestion in that area has seemingly died down as well.
Mostly cloudy overnight with a low near 60. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs low 70s, and we've got a chance for rain, but it's not going to be until late in the day. So we might see some showers and thunderstorms, but really the highest rain chance is overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. Might see some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region. As for the weekend, that rain should move out during the morning hours. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-70s. Sunday, dry weather with pleasant conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, a lot of fun stuff happening in the world of sports today, I imagine.
Yes. Starting with in the NBA, we got a TNT doubleheader. It's going to tip off at 6:30 with the Heat at Mavericks and be followed by Celtics at Nuggets at 9. That's a real big one. Also have in the NHL, we've got the St. Louis Blues facing off against the New Jersey Devils. You can catch that at 6 o'clock on ESPN. I'm sure in just about an hour we'll be giving a score update on that. We also got some ranked Pac-12 action in men's basketball tonight. Washington at Washington State with the Cougars being ranked 18th in the country. That's going to tip off at 8 o'clock on FS1 and soon be followed by number 5 Arizona at UCLA at 8:30 on ESPN. So a lot of basketball and a little bit of hockey as well. But the headlines, it's some of the sports that we haven't covered. We'll start with the NFL. The Broncos are adding to their high-profile roster changes, now releasing veteran safety Justin Simmons. Over the course of 8 seasons in Denver, Simmons was a 4-time second team team All-Pro selection and two-time Pro Bowler. Yeah. It's making him one of the biggest names to be released so far this offseason. And, of course, this comes just a little while after the confirmation that the Broncos are moving on from quarterback Russell Wilson.
And you're also seeing now, with the free agency period starting Wednesday, is that some of these deals are already starting to get done.
Yeah.
They just can't be formally signed, but, you know, deals are already being announced and agreed to. So there's a lot of top-end free agents out there, and NFL is going to be leading into the draft here in about a month and a half.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. If you don't know how the NFL offseason works, this is gonna get feisty.
Yeah.
By the way,
I saw on the TV screen here, I think it was about 20 minutes ago, Ron Rivera. They asked him because he's working for ESPN now.
Yeah.
They asked him what he thought the best landing spot for Derrick Henry would be.
What did he say? He
said the Steelers.
Yeah, buddy. I don't know if he's obviously a big star. I don't think we should fork out the money for Derrick Henry.
I think your running backs are fine.
That's what I'm thinking. Obviously it could be better, but yeah. I don't think it's so desperate that we need to fork out the millions for him. I think our running back game is better post-Canada, at least good enough to where we don't really need him. Stars, the better. Whatever helps us win, I'm desperate. As for college football, we previously touched on the early discussion surrounding a 14-team playoff proposal, and one of them was especially controversial. It would include the Big Ten and SEC getting 3 automatic qualifiers each, so they would take up at least 6 of the 14 spots, just those two conferences alone, with the champions from those leagues being the only ones to get byes in the bracket. Joe's on board, being a fan of a Big Ten blue blood like
That's
Ohio
right.
State.
Yes.
I mean, heck, at this point, Ohio State's going to be going 5-7, and they're going to be in the hunt.
Listen, you know, even with a guaranteed, it's a 12-team playoff, I get that, but I'm just playing along with you. Even in a 14-team playoff where you have 3 Big Ten spots guaranteed, there is the potential for 4 or even 5.
Yeah, at least 3 spots
so,
for Big
you
Ten.
You know, maybe just we just kind of do what college football or college basketball does and just call it the Big Ten SEC Invitational and just call it a day.
Right.
And then let everybody else just bicker over their own trophy.
Yeah. Well, over there, they're just happy to be there. As I said, I touched on this last hour, we've heard for years that especially, you know, with the SEC, but Big Ten as well, because it's up there with them, there's a favoritism towards those two conferences.
As there should be.
We saw a huge sign of that with the choosing of Alabama over Florida State. And now we're seeing it here with this proposal. Once again, just a proposal means absolutely nothing. But the fact that someone has a voice in this matter and they are saying that, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. I mean,
I'm doing the Johnny Manziel money.
Yeah, the
money
sign.
Yeah,
whatever. That's the thing. If this is money, that's very much possible. If this is money related, that makes me sick to my stomach. And lastly here, Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl Anthony Towns has suffered a left meniscus injury that will sideline him indefinitely. And that's never good.
That's tough, man, because they're number one seed in the Western Conference right now.
Well, that's what makes it even dicier. They're tied for number one, I believe, with Oklahoma City. So they were already losing their grasp on the conference, or at least fighting for it. And there's only 20 more games for them and OKC both in the regular season. So this absence is coming at just about as bad of a time as it could.
Sure.
And that could certainly lead to a visible shift in the Western Conference standings.
Yeah.
So poor Minnesota. For those of you who aren't NBA diehards, they've never won anything. And now they've
not
caught...
since they had Kevin Garnett back in the 90s and early 2000s, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. Now they finally caught some momentum, the most that they've had for a long time, and this happens at the worst possible moment.
Health, business, and science notes. United Airlines will slow pilot hiring this spring. New hire classes will halt in May and June, but they're expected to resume after that. The airline decided to pause hiring because of new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing. Yeah, probably because every freaking bolt that they screw in is being reviewed by like 30 people.
Yeah,
that was according to a company-wide memo today.
And X users soon may no longer see how many likes and reposts a post gets. Elon Musk said that info could clutter content on the service. Since buying the company, Musk has added a feature allowing people to see how many views a post has received.
A college in Southern California will be among the first, if not the first, to offer a degree in AI. Phil Hewlett has more.
MiraCosta College in Oceanside is granting associate's degrees to students who complete a curriculum steeped in how the evolving technology can change business, education, and society as a whole. The San Diego County Community College will teach students how to get the most out of existing AI platforms like ChatGPT and MidJourney. The educators behind the program say students who attain their degree will be qualified for jobs that pay anywhere from $1,000 to $200,000 a year. I'm Phil Hewlett.
All right. Thank you, Phil. 5:45 here. By the way, congratulations to Marcus. He won a pair of tickets to Sunday's semifinal, the women's side, for the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. I would imagine we have tickets to give away tomorrow as well on Friday, or is that it?
I do not believe so.
Okay, that was it.
If we do have tickets to give away tomorrow, I know as little about it as y'all do.
Well, yeah, it would probably be on the morning, if at all, because, you know, they'd obviously have to be here at 5 to pick them up. So
yeah, getting here, getting down to the wire.
Because we're not here on Saturday, and I'm not coming in to get anybody their tickets.
Yeah, we're not here on Saturday, and Joe's not going to change that.
That's right.
Traffic. Alrighty, let's see here. So we did have some issues on Scenic Highway. If you were traveling northbound towards I-10, we had issues there for a while due to an accident report, but that appears to have cleared out entirely. Unfortunately, same cannot be said for Airport Boulevard. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, we still have heavy congestion there that's going to back you up past College Parkway. Having some problems on Olive Road if you're traveling eastbound towards North Davis Highway. The intersection of 9 Mile Road and University Parkway still looking backed up going both ways there. Let's see. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road still has some minor backups. Also, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, giving us typical evening issues too. And let's see. The last one to really worry about right now is Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound going through Windhaven Beach.
All right. Thank you. Taking a look at our weather forecast.
Mostly cloudy overnight with a low near 60. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs low 70s, and we've got a chance for rain, but it's not going to be until late in the day. So we might see some showers and thunderstorms, but really the highest rain chance is overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. Might see some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region. As for the weekend, that rain should move out during the morning hours. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-70s. Sunday, dry weather with pleasant conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:47 now at News Radio, taking a look at some pop culture notes. Pretty interesting one from the world of boxing and, I guess, pop culture. Mike Tyson will fight Jake Paul this summer in what Netflix is calling a boxing mega event. The former world heavyweight champ will take on the YouTube star in a bout on July 20th at AT&T Stadium, a.k.a. Jerry World in Dallas. The event will stream live on Netflix for all subscribers, and a co-main event and undercard bouts will also be on the fight card. Scale of 1 to 10, Austin, your interest level.
Oh, it's 0. Well, no. I'll say you said between 1 and 10, so 0 wouldn't even count. I'll say 2 because I'm going to care enough to see who won it, but I'm not going to watch it. I have too much pride to give the Paul brothers attention, but I will give them credit where it's due. They have done very well, and you kind of hinted at this last hour, they've done very well at like staying relevant, whether it be the boxing, YouTube, whatever. Jake did some like Disney acting back in the day. Logan has a podcast.
Pokemon cards, things like that.
Yeah, they've all sorts of stuff. They've done a lot of stuff. Mike Tyson, though, since we last talked about this in hour one, I saw footage of him training. I don't care. People were saying he's 57. Man, still... That's one tough 57-year-old. That's insane. Prosecutors are dropping all charges against three defendants accused of stealing and trying to resell a collection of lyrics by the Eagles that are worth more than $1 million. The decision came after Eagles co-founder and key witness Don Henley waived attorney-client privilege and submitted 6,000 pages of related correspondence with his attorneys just a few days ago. Prosecutors and the judge agreed the defense was not provided the opportunity to explore the new evidence.
Also, Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of the cinematographer Helena Hutchins Hutchins was killed when the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round. Earlier this week, a state workplace safety investigator testified that Gutierrez Reed was not given enough time to perform her duties and management had no policies that prevented real bullets from getting mixed in. I'm not even sure why real bullets would even be needed to be anywhere near the scene,
exactly,
to be honest, but I'm not an armorer or a cinematographer or anything to do with that.
I guess to like make like if you need like a bullet to make like a bullet hole in something, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I've thought the same thing.
5:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I remember down in Galveston when storm wind swept the town. The high tide from the ocean roared, but water all around.
All right, 5:52, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of a couple things here. Number one, our top three stories, all focused on the State of the Union address, which is happening tonight. 8 o'clock is when it actually starts. Our live coverage with complete anchored coverage from Fox News starts at 7:05. I believe the preamble to the State of the Union will include the Republican response presented by Alabama Senator Katie Britt. And among the things that President Biden is expected to touch on include his administration's work on infrastructure, how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share, and a port on the Gaza coast that'll be built by the U.S. to deliver aid to Palestinians caught in the crossfire of the Israel-Hamas war. Also, scoreboard check here. Sunbelt Conference Tournament. The men in action today. In the earlier session, we had Louisiana beating Coastal Carolina 80-66. Georgia Southern over South Alabama 76-71. Halftime, 34-23 lead for Texas State over Southern Miss. And the nightcap at 7:30 has Marshall taking on Georgia State. Looking here at a couple of wacky stories before we get into our final check of the roads and weather this evening. Where were we? Oh, thought this was interesting. A Salt Lake City bar is going political, stirring up controversy with the announcement of a no Zionists policy. The owner of Weathered Waves Bar says the policy is to prohibit hate speech and says that the bar remains inclusive of all religions, including Judaism. However, they maintain that Zionism is an ideology and not a religion. Of course, the popular definition of Zionism means that anyone in support of Israel would qualify as Zionist. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about, you know...
You're a bar man, like...
Well, that's the thing. Is it really that deep? I mean, who's going into a Salt Lake City bar and causing a ruckus over the Israel-Hamas conflict?
Know, I mean, you know, I have a great... That's a great question. I mean, obviously a high concentration of Mormon population. They are a lot more animated and vocal about the Israel-Hamas war than any either one of us would think, but... No, I struggle with that. There must have been something that would cause this that happened at their bar
with a Zionist.
You would think,
apparently.
But yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, British police say they recovered a Ferrari that was stolen from an Austrian Formula One driver almost 30 years ago. The red Ferrari F512M was one of two sports cars taken while the Ferrari drivers were out of town racing in a Grand Prix. Neither one was found until London police were tipped off in January that a Ferrari was in the process of being sold to a U.S. buyer and was flagged as stolen. The car's value is around $445,000.
It's a good amount of change there. I would love to drive a Ferrari one day. That would be amazing. Not that way, though.
Yeah.
The legal way. Speaking of cars, driving fast... It's
nice.
Another update on the roads.
Yes, let's see. Looking here, we'll start with Airport Boulevard because that's where we've been seeing the most trouble. We had an accident report there if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. That's still going to have you backed up a little ways past College Parkway, so that congestion has not lessened much. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards University Parkway, we've still got some backups there. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, is also giving us some pretty heavy issues at this time. The only other spot you're going to have some major problems is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach, approaching Highway 87.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees. Dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid 70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 557 now at News Radio 92.3. Austin, we may have found a group of people that are even more fanatical than Swifties.
Is that so?
And those would be fans of the K-pop group aespa. Now, I didn't say aespa. I said aespa, spelled A-E-S-P-A. Never heard of them before in my life. Apparently, though, one of them, Karina, is very popular. She had to apologize to her fans after they found out she had a boyfriend.
Come on.
Apparently, they were really angry about it. Some of them even parked a truck in front of the group's management agency with an electronic billboard that said, quote, "Is the love given to you by your fans not enough? Why did you choose to betray the fans? Please apologize directly. Otherwise, you will see a decrease in album sales and empty concert seats." That's quite a big billboard there. Well, it's electronic, so I imagine it was maybe a scrolling message, but that I feel like they could have condensed that a little bit to get their message across there.
They had to get the threat in there.
Yeah.
And the guilt.
Yeah, so Karina did apologize for, quote, "surprising you greatly," adding that she would show a more mature and hardworking side in the future.
Imagine having to apologize for that. I'm dating someone. Are you kidding me? What losers. Some good news here. This is not a loser. The first American woman to sail solo around the world is celebrating. 29-year-old Cole Brower, who grew up on Long Island, was competing in the Global Solo Challenge and sailed into Spain this morning after a 30,000-mile journey that took 130 days. During the 4 months, she faced 30-foot waves and hurricane-force winds.
That's awesome there. A woman in Michigan got into a fender bender, and her dog, a 3-year-old pit bull mix named Aries, jumped out and ran away. She was worried the dog might get hit by a car or go missing, but she got a call a short time later after Aries ran straight to her doggy daycare about a mile down the road for help.
And lastly, a rare bird is safe after ending up in the famous fountains at the Bellagio Hotel and Casino in Vegas. On Tuesday, the resort posted on X that the fountains of Bellagio were paused as it worked with state wildlife officials to rescue a yellow-billed loon. The bird is one of the 10 rarest in the country. The Nevada Department of Wildlife said the bird was safely rescued Wednesday morning and appeared to be in good health.
I clearly heard about the Oakland A's stadium renderings and
had to
just
get a
wanted
peek at that.
Take a view of the city.